With Cap Radio News, I'm Randall White. Governor Gavin Newsom is moving the state of California toward vaccination mandates for eligible school children. This will make California the first state in the nation to enact such a rule. Cap Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon joins us now with where the process stands and what teachers, parents, and kids can expect next. Nicole, what exactly did the governor's office announce today?
Yeah, they announced that the COVID-19 vaccine will be added to the list of vaccines required for school attendance. That'll happen once the shot gets full FDA approval for children and teens. You know, right now, only the Pfizer shot has emergency authorization for kids ages 12 to 16. So once it gets that full approval, students in grades 7 and up will have to get the vaccine to attend school in person. And then if and when full FDA approval comes for kids under 12, those students will have to get the vaccine too. Here is Governor Newsom talking a little bit more about why he wants to do this.
We want to end this pandemic. We are all exhausted by it. And the purpose of this is to continue to lead in that space. I believe we will be the first state in America to move forward with this mandate and requirement, but I do not believe by any stretch of the imagination we'll be the last state.
Nicole, what's the story with private schools? Are they a part of this?
Yes, private schools are part of this. The rules governing vaccinations in schools in California apply to both public and private school students. So yes.
And does the state legislature have any say in this?
Yeah. So when that full FDA approval comes, the state public health department will issue the mandate for, you know, vaccine requirements for students. If it's done this way, though, through the state public health department, there has to be exemptions for medical and religious reasons. But one thing the state legislature can do is they can go ahead and add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of required shots. And if the legislature does that, then the personal or religious exemptions go away. Make it so it's only medical exemptions at that point.
Where do the requirements for school staff stand at this point? Will that happen first?
Yeah, this was kind of unclear. So right now, school staff, you know, that includes everyone from principals and teachers to teachers' aides and bus drivers. They have to get vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. And Newsom said that a full mandate for school staff will be coming, but it sounded like he's waiting for some movement on President Biden's rules about workplace vaccination first.
Mm. The main teachers' unions in the state are expressing support for this move toward vaccinated students. What are you hearing?
Yeah, the California Teachers Association, which is the largest teachers' union in the state, they say they support efforts to get students and staff vaccinated, although they also support medical and religious exemptions. But they say vaccinations are the best way to put the pandemic behind us and get all students back to class all the time.
Cap Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon, thank you as always.
Thank you.
More on this story and other news regarding the pandemic can be found at capradio.org/coronavirus.